I'd like you to take your Bibles at this time and turn to Isaiah chapter 57, verses 19 to 21. That is Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19 to 21. Shall we all stand as we honor God by the reading of His word? And verse 19, read thus. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace. Peace. To him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up myrrh and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As we center our thoughts on the subject, finding the missing piece, that is P-E-A-C-E, finding the missing piece. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the peace that Jesus Christ brought to the earth that was in turmoil that first Christmas night. Dear Lord, we are praying that this peace shall rule and reign in our hearts and in our island and our federation, in our homes throughout the world, in spite of the turbulence. God, we thank you for safety. We thank you for providing for us and thank you for direction. Oh, Father and our God, may you bless in this hour. It's our prayer that this Christmas, those who do not know the peace and the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, that they'll find it this Christmas, dear God. Oh God, in homes where there is turbulence, strife and contention, we pray at least they'll lay down their arms and enjoy the blessings and beauty of Christmas. Father, bless in this hour, and may you add to this message that which is necessary to make it complete and take away from my thoughts those things that are not necessary for this occasion. These mercies we ask in Christ, O Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Finding the missing piece. As I was preparing myself for this message, I heard a song which says, peace on earth, goodwill to men, is the greatest gift on earth. I have heard this song many times before, but I must admit that it was the first time that I gave it any serious thought and consideration. The greatest gift on earth? Is it really? If I were to ask you, what do you consider the greatest gift this Christmas? What would you say? Don't answer. However, it would be interesting to find out what many people, and you in particular, think is truly the greatest gift to mankind. That was the message the angels brought to earth that first Christmas night. People sing about it. They talk about it. But deep down in their heart, they don't really believe it. Everybody desires peace. Many long for world peace. Others are craving for mental, financial, social, and even physical peace. But most of the world seem to believe that external circumstances and a change in it is what will bring about peace. Wrong. Don't wait for the external circumstances in this world to change for you to enjoy peace. In Mark 4, we find the familiar story of Jesus Christ sleeping through a storm. And those were not big boats. They were not like Sea Hustler and Kyle Queen. They were little boats. And I don't understand how Jesus Christ could be sleeping in a little boat like that. It's like some people, as soon as they get on a plane, they start to sleep. I always pray to God for that gift. I've never slept on a plane. I've been to England for 8 hours and I didn't shut my eye for one moment. And every little shaking, I get scared. Boy, some people sleep through those turbulence. I wish that I had that gift. I wish I could have slept through, some of those turbulence. I don't know why I stay up, because if anything happened, I can't do anything. And I don't know about it. But those who are sleeping, man, if the plane go down, they wouldn't know one thing. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into that little boat, and Jesus was in the stern asleep on a pillow. I wonder if he did walk with that pillow or there was a pillow in the boat. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto it, "Peace be still." And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. This is indeed fascinating, because the disciples woke him up and asked him a strange question. "Master, don't you care that we are going to perish?" Of course, they could not perish because Jesus was in the ship. So Jesus got up and he didn't make no big announcement or was not angry or anything. He simply spoke quietly and said, "Peace, be still." And with that, the wind instantly stopped and the waters instantly became calm. That's the way it is with God. That's the way it is with God. He can instantly still your storm. If you have never been there, you better prepare yourself. And what a wonderful thing when the storm comes to a calm. Like the disciples, we become anxious and we lose faith when the storms of life overtake us. At such time, we need to take comfort in the words of the Lord according to Isaiah 57 and verse 19. Let us look at it again. Isaiah 57 and verse 19. And verses 20 and 21, because we're going to look here at the contrast. It says, verse 19, "I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. I will calm his or her storm." But note the contrast, verse 20. "But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. And there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Quite a contrast. You wonder why the wicked behave the way they do. Because they don't know peace. The word peace can be found some 430 times throughout the Bible. Which means that God has a lot to say about the importance of peace. Peace that is missing in so many lives. And as a result, their lives are in pieces. The Hebrew word for the word peace is shalom, which so many of you would know, some may not. It means to say hello or goodbye. In essence, shalom means peace, safety, well-being, happy, friendly, healthy, prosperity, favor. The entire plan of salvation revolves around these words because we were separated from God and did not know what it is to have peace. Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, has come to reconcile us to God. And many don't want to be reconciled to God. For whatever reason, I don't know. He came to make peace between us and God. Those who were far away. Those who were not so far away. We were all separated from God. I need peace. Brethren, there isn't anything like a peaceful life. If you're in a family where there is no peace, for heaven's sake, you be the peacemaker. Beg them this Christmas, let's live in peace. I know that there are some people who don't like peace. There are some people who are just riotsome. If you're in a family with riotsome people, God help you. And pray that they find that peace that is missing in this world. In keeping with our topic, finding the missing peace, there are a few things I want to leave with you this Christmas. Because many people think that real peace comes from financial security. It does not necessarily happen. I would like to suggest that we place a large sign in front of the church, a big sign. Somebody, an artist, put a big sign across the top there, which says, "The missing piece can be found here." You remember I told you the story about a little business place in a particular area where a large shopping center wanted to put up a place, and the little man said that the little business place said he's not going to sell his business. He's not selling it. And they said, "Listen, we are going to cover you up if you don't sell us, and you'll go out of business." So they put this big, large shopping area around this little man and his little business, and he put up a sign in front of his business. "The main entrance is here." And so I would like you to recommend to the pastor that we get a sign. I can't do that because I'm not a pastor. And put it in front there and tell people, "Hey!" "The missing piece that the world cannot find can be found here at Shiloh." Amen. Amen. There are just three things I want to leave with you this morning or today in regards to this missing piece. Brethren, this missing piece that can be found here is the peace with God. So if you want to write something, write it. There is peace with God. Romans 5 and verse 1. Romans 5 And verse 1 tells us that, therefore there, it means that it's coming from what was said in the previous chapter, talking about Abraham and the example and the righteousness that come by faith, and that we have all sinned and so forth. It says in verse 1 of Romans chapter 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the main entrance in all the world business and activity. It's not the United Nations. It's through that little door, Jesus Christ. It's not a great big door. Because it says, narrow is the way that leads to life, and many miss it. Because what? Well, when I say it's not a big door, that it's not a lot of attraction and all the rest of it, you know, that especially some of the distraction that they call attraction at Christmas time. And as a result, the door is so small and narrow that people miss it. We find peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. Not in religion. Oh, there's a lot of religion. A lot of religious activities, especially at Christmas time. And everybody has a program. And you know what the program is about. Making some funds, making some money. And everybody's thinking about how they could make an extra dollar. And more so when you have a double salary, everybody's going to be thinking how they could pinch away at it and pinch away at it till you don't see a dime of it by January morning. So you better be careful and put up some, because next year you're going to ball. Tell you the story when we used to have cook up, you know. Put in the big spoon and take it out and put it in. Then one person get all the meat and everybody else a ball. And so my sister normally said, who the person get the big finder and find the meat, laughing. And she said, eat some, put up some, because tomorrow night you're going to ball. Because she makes sure that you ain't going to get no meat tomorrow night. Boy, you have this big pot of cook up and one little piece of meat inside there, and one person get all of it. You know, but I'm... Peace! I live with you! Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That is John 14 and 27. God wants you to have peace. It is not the social peace and political peace and physical and domestic and financial peace. It is an internal peace that God put down into your heart. It is peace, we are told in Isaiah. It is peace like a river. It cannot run dry. Number 2. There is not only peace with God, but there is the peace of God. Peace with God and peace of God are two different things. In that, peace with God is when you make it right with God. And you'll have no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked, until you make it right with God. Everyone needs a personal relationship with God. Then number 2, there is the peace of God. Philippians 4:4-7. The peace of God depends on our relationship with him. And it is for this reason that I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4-7. It is very, very important that you look at it and understand the difference between peace with God and the peace of God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always, all the way and all times. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men, because the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Verse 7. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding and misunderstandings, shall keep your hearts and mind together through Christ Jesus." If you don't have peace with God, you're going to forever be in turmoil. People are miserable because they don't have peace with God and they don't have the peace of God. You ask me, what should I do if I live in a family with miserable people? Man, be nice and try to get the miserableness out of them. It's not going to be an easy task. But at least, give it a try. Be anxious for nothing. Pray about everything. Give thanks without ceasing. Pray for them aloud and let them know that you're praying for them. People who are not peaceful. But think, there are some people who are just not peaceful. They're just miserable and they try to make everybody miserable like them. He says those that are saying, "Hey, you think you're going to be living a peaceful life and leave me here in misery? Come. You're going to stay right here. You ain't getting out of here." Like the man who was walking through a graveyard one night. And he fell into an open grave. There was going to be a funeral the next day. And he fell into this open grave. And he just couldn't get out. And so he just decided, "I'll lie down here till tomorrow when they come to have the funeral and somebody will help me out." And there comes another drunkard man. And he walked and fell into the same thing, same grave. And he was there hustling and carrying on, and he can't get out. And the man hold him and hug him and say, "Listen, don't worry, you ain't getting out of here." The man jumped out and he got sober and jumped out of there one time. People want to make you miserable. Don't let them make you miserable. Jump out of there one time. If you have to leave, leave. I have some children who don't want to get married for some reason or the other. Can't get them. So one day this past week, one of them was singing, "I'll be coming home for Christmas." I said, "Boy, why don't you sing 'I'm getting married for Christmas'?" The boy took me back and he run out the house, you know, and I just run out like a jet plane. Almost certain he missed the workplace. Said, "Boy, this house here must be too peaceful. I didn't want to get out." I'm not calling anybody's name. Who doesn't like peace? Be a peacemaker. God calls us to be peacemakers. Amen. Matthew 5 and 9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Brethren, I'm telling you, there isn't anything in this world like living in peace. My heart goes out to you. If you're in a home where there is constant turmoil, I feel for you. I am hoping that this Christmas you can turn that situation around, make a peaceful place, and be the one, be the mediator Incidentally, we were studying in our Sunday school class this morning the very thing about thanking God for peace. Encouraging you to be the peacemaker in your family. Finally, number three. There is peace on earth. The missing peace is right here on earth. Peace. Perfect peace. In this world, you may be going through some turbulence, but be of good cheer, because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might find peace. Peace in the midst of the storm. Do you know in every hurricane there is an eye? And you can be right in the eye in there, and it's peaceful. So even though you live in a family that is with turmoil, and we live in a country with turmoil, and in a world, and in all little nation, we are plagued with these criminals and criminal activity. And brethren, don't let that rob you of your peace. Pray that God would help us to get out of this situation. It's good to have emotional peace and have calm, but it may not be so always. Jesus Christ is that missing peace that the wicked cannot find. And if we can get these criminals to get to know the Lord and find that peace that is missing in their lives, we could have a better country, a better island, better homes. We have a responsibility to make our homes peaceful, because there's a lot of false peace going around where the devil try to make people believe that certain things will bring you peace. They're just counterfeit. Make some people believe that if they could get all the money in the world, you know, and work. Like ever so often people tell me that they cannot come to church because of work. They work 7 days a week. Is that so? I thought that you're supposed to work, what, 5 days a week? But guess what? They have two jobs and three jobs. And therefore, they cannot come to church because they have to work 7 days a week. Brethren, God, who is God, worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. When is your rest day? When is your day of worship? If you have to have two jobs and three jobs to make ends meet, maybe you need to meet the Prince of Peace, get your soul saved, and then he'll begin to provide for you. Pastor Wayne keep going. And I keep asking him, Pastor Wayne, when is your day off? When is your day? You need a day off. I sympathize with him because I was there. And I know what it is. Having to go to work on Monday. It was a miserable day for me. Monday ought to be a day off for every pastor. It's stressful. It's hard. You need time to relax. Try to get him to take off Saturday, but say you have to choir practice and all the rest of it, you know. But brethren, if God would work 6 days and rest one, didn't go back to work, you think that you're greater than God, that you're going to work 7 days a week? 24/7? You'll wear yourself out very soon. And then, all that money that you made, whose will it be? Tell you right now, your children and your grandchildren are going to be having fun buying old truck and old car and thing with all that money that you left behind. get to know God. Get to know the peace that He gives. Many are distracted and deceived by a lot of the world's recommendation and what they're telling you to find peace. You're not going to find peace in things and things and more things and money and more money. It is important that you make enough money to supply for your family. True, it's difficult with the way things are going. You may have to get loans. Sure, you have to get loans to buy your home and, major items, like big ticket items, furnishing for the home, and few there be that really could buy everything they want without having to get a loan. But be careful that you allow people to push you over the top, and then you can't enjoy life. What sense does it make? I cannot chastise and whip anybody for borrowing money, because that's how I lived the first part of my life. Thank God I got that behind me. But be careful with your borrowing, that you don't ruin yourself financially in going over the top. Don't let people force you and trick you into anything. And this business of borrow more and worry less. Nothing tall go so. The more you borrow, the more you have to worry about. Borrow less and worry less. Don't be fooled. Be smart. Interest on money is a cancer. It eats up everything that you have. Credit card debts that are uncontrollable ruin you. 24%, 20 and 24% interest. That's no way to live. You try to control your appetite for things until you get to the place where you can buy these things without having to go into too much debt. My final suggestion to you today is that let us have a summit, a peace summit. You know they have all kinds of summit and all kinds of conferences. And boy, governments have all kinds of conferences. Some of them nothing but wasting time. And then you ask the people who attended, and everybody say, "Oh, it was very interesting." You ask them, "What does it interesting mean?" Until I found out what interesting mean. Notice pastors who visited Nevis, visited, all of them saying that life in Nevis is very interesting. And so I asked one of them, "What do you mean by life in Nevis is interesting?" And in a sense, what he said, "Boy, life in Nevis is humbug up." Well, so when you hear people say that they've been to this conference, and I heard many people say, "Oh, it was very interesting." Well, he said, "Boy, it was humbug up." Well, we want to have a peace summit. And I'm serious about this. We need to have a peace conference with the Prince of Peace. Amen. 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 And that summit and that peace conference with the Prince of Peace need to happen today, not tomorrow. You have never been born again. Man, you don't know the peace of God and peace with God. And there is turmoil in your life. Because you don't know the Prince of Peace. Children, you're feeling frustrated and you allow things to offend you and you get offended easily. Brethren, if you get offended easily, whether you are a saint or you ain't, something is wrong. What it verse says again, Mrs. Maynard, about the one that nothing shall offend them? Blessed are the, I don't remember. Exactly, thank you. Blessed are those that know thy law and thy word. Great peace have they, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. Amen. I didn't have it as part of my message, but it just came to me. Like I said, Lord, add to this message that which is necessary to make it complex. I don't remember really what chapter and verse it is, but it's in one of the book of Psalms. I think it's in the book of Psalms. Since me that you found it. Okay. But blessing, that's a verse that we all need. Blessed are those who know the word of God, the law of God, and do the will of God. And great peace will they have. And guess what? Nothing shall offend them. But I think there are lots of things in this world to cause offense. Don't let everything offend you. Don't let everything that people do upset you. People are going to say things and they're going to do things to upset you. But just smile at them because you have the peace of God in your heart. Do you have that peace this Christmas? I trust that your Christmas will be peaceful. Be careful. Stay out of the way of those who want to make war. Be sure to spend time with your children and tell them about the Christmas story and encourage them to, if they're not saved, to get saved and know the peace of God and to live peacefully in this troubled world. But I think there's any amount of turmoil in this world. You hear about these trade wars that the nations are having, China, the United States, and Canada, and everybody, and they're having trade war. You know who they're going to hurt? The ordinary person. But guess what? Regardless what they do, don't let it upset you. They're doing what they have to do. You get the peace of God in your heart. You just smile at the storm. The storm of life. They're going to come to you. This world will always have storms. There's a storm someplace in the world. And nobody can stop that. The political turmoil that is going on in different places, it's been going on ever since. But when you have the peace of God in your heart, you don't let these things worry you. And you don't let them upset you. May I ask you, do you have that peace that is missing in this world? Is your life in pieces and ruins? Give God the pieces and he'll put them back together. Well, no. He's not going to put them back together. He'll give you a brand new heart. Take away the old one and he'll give you a new one. Please, give him a chance in your heart and your life.